NBA player Jason Collins made headlines last spring when he came out as the first openly gay player in the NBA. Last night at the Brooklyn Nets game, that's Jason's former team, he made another announcement. He is retiring after 15 years in the NBA. Jason Collins joins us now from New York. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me on.
Well, why are you retiring now?
I've been thinking about this since the summer. My body's been talking to me for a while. As all professional athletes know, Father Time is undefeated. And when I wake up in the morning, my back especially is letting me know that it's about time to bow out gracefully and let the young guys take it and just, you know, move to, you know, being a full-time fan of the sport.
And this is, of course, happening about 18 months after you made history and becoming the first openly gay player in the NBA. How do you think that went?
Oh, I think it went great. As far as my interaction with my teammates, with my opponents, with the fans, with the media, I think it showed that it's okay. I was able to go out there and do my job, help make plays to help my team win, and then when the game is over, my boyfriend would be in the family room just like everyone else's loved ones are, and I didn't have to hide anything.
Do you wish that you had done it earlier in your career?
Yeah, looking back on it, yes, but again, I wasn't ready earlier in my career. I spent a large part of my life in a state of denial, and it took me a long time to get to that point of acceptance and fully embrace and be proud of all that makes me unique and all that makes me who I am.
Did you have any negative experiences with anybody after you came out?
I've had one. All the fans were incredible, were supportive. There's always going to be that one person who says something, expresses his opinion to me, but that was one knucklehead. That was one instance, and everyone else throughout the NBA has been incredible. So you do have that, but it all goes back for me to a great conversation that I had with Judy Shepherd, Matthew Shepherd's mom, where she said to me, you know, Jason, just keep living your life and let the haters hate.
Well, you have said that you think that there are other professional athletes in the NFL, the NHL, the MLB that you know personally who are gay. Do you think that we're likely to see more people now follow your lead and come out publicly and continue to play major league sports?
I hope so. Again, I would never out anyone, but you know, I hope that they can see from my example, from Robbie Rogers, the Los Angeles Galaxy soccer player's example, when it comes to male athletes playing and being able to go out there and do your job and you know, be able to live your authentic life at the same time, I would hope that they find that courage. And again, I know that that can be a long path, that some of them are still working through certain issues, but I hope that they find that strength to, you know, formally make that announcement and then continue to go on with their career, regardless of if they're in sports. But Tim Cook recently coming out is incredible, and talking about, you know, we're all, you know, brick by brick, adding to the path of justice. And I did my part and will continue to do my part, continue to speak up and speak out for those that remain voiceless. But we're all in this together.
Jason Collins, the first openly gay NBA player, and he is retiring from basketball about 18 months after coming out publicly as gay. Jason Collins, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.